Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Also, the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to have all of you on the line. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. On today, we're going to have a very special guest. But first of all, let us go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless this ministry to continue to be a ministry that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless our guests today as well as all of the individuals who are listening, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunity, and we thank you for your perfect plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And on this evening, I would like to introduce a very special person. This person is a singer, a songwriter. She blends shades of contemporary Christian praise and worship, R&B and soul, into one solid foundation of gospel music. She's from Harrisburg. She's taken the region by storm with her anointing and soul-searing sound. She has a very angelic voice. She has very thought-provoking lyrics, and she's a professional presence on stage. She's a recording artist. She's been in the modeling industry. She's been in the acting industry. I mean, she has been all around. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mrs. Dana Fields. Ms. Fields, are you on the line?
I am on the line. How are you, Dr. Love?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm wonderfully well and blessed and highly favored of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Now, Ms. Fields, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about all of your great gifts that the Lord has given unto you?
Sure.
All right. Well, let's begin. Please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name again is Dana Fields. I come from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, via Western PA. I am part of a very musical family. Four generations of music and ministry are in my lineage, which I'm so grateful for. I'm a wife. I'm a mom, which is my first full-time ministry. And you know, I'm a child of God, saved for his purpose, singer, songwriter. I love telling stories. And, you know, that's pretty much that's it in a nutshell.
That's pretty good, pretty good. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how you began acting and modeling?
Well, I started modeling at the age of 14. And this was back in the times of John Casablanca's Elite Model Management in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Pittsburgh. And so from age 14 to 23, I did runway And when I got married at 23, I stopped modeling, and I wanted to focus on being a wife and working full-time, even though, you know, my heart was still in modeling, but I really felt that it was a distraction at that time, and I felt I needed to give my undivided attention to my marriage and starting a family. And so I stopped. I stopped at the age of 23. I worked in the industry collections at Verizon, and then from there had my kids, and, you know, I still considered, you know, focusing on music ministry throughout the whole time, and so I served in my local church, and then a friend of mine encouraged me to try out for a play, and even though I had never done a play before, I would always tease folks because sometimes folks would say, well, where did you train? And I would say, I'm just naturally dramatic. no training. And I just stepped out there on faith, and I went to audition at one of the local playhouses called the Open Stage of Harrisburg. They were doing auditions for Regina Taylor's Crowns. And I did an audition, and soon after, I found out that I landed the role of Velma in the play. Oh, wow. And it was a play about women and their story, their struggle, but women in their church hats and what these hats represented. And the play was so well received, we ended up doing two seasons. And so from there, I had the itch. You know, I enjoyed it very much. And then just God opened up numerous doors for acting. And then a college friend of mine about maybe 6 years ago, we reunited, and she said, why aren't you modeling anymore? And the industry is looking for you. And I'm like, yeah, right. And as soon as I stepped out there, God just opened up numerous doors. So I'm doing more modeling now than I even did when I was younger. So,
wow, that's a blessing.
Yes, indeed. So God gave me those doors to be opened so that I can then, any resources that I would make, I would put it towards my music. And slowly but surely, I ended up developing a new album. So even though modeling is a passion of mine, acting is a passion of mine, it just fuels my main passion, which is in music ministry and singing and songwriting.
That's good. Okay. Now, you're said to have a blend of music from contemporary Christian to R&B. Tell us a little bit about your blends and what really drives you toward those particular blends in music.
Well, growing up in a musical family, there was all kinds of music being played in my home, from soul to jazz to traditional gospel to contemporary gospel to even country music. There was such an array of music influences in my life. And so I didn't want to just say that I'm just solid gospel, nor can I say that I'm solid contemporary Christian, because whatever comes out of my mouth, it seems like it's a mix of a little bit of everything. And so contemporary Christian influences such as Brian Duncan to even secular artists such as Diana Ross and the Supremes to Chaka Khan and Donna Summer to even, yes, Crystal Lewis and Nicole C. Mullins. It's like there were so many influences. I value and I appreciate all genres. And my foundation, of course, is in gospel. I grew up as a Baptist girl. And everything else that I've experience in music was built on that gospel foundation. So what comes out is a blend of a little bit of everything. And project, there is, I believe, something on this project for everyone.
That's good. Okay. Now, in 2008, you released your long-awaited song, Nothing's Impossible, and I really like that title. Please tell us a little bit about that particular project.
Well, in 2008, I released my first full album called Nothing's Impossible. That was the title cut. And the project is about overcoming obstacles. Can a wife, can a mom, can a full-time employee still see her dreams and visions become a reality? And so it required a whole lot of work, but God continued to tell me to trust in him, and he would grant me the desires of my heart because nothing is impossible with him. And so that's what that project is about. It's one that would just uplift and encourage the listener to just strive for their dreams and their goals and their aspirations. And nothing's impossible with him.
That's right. You're exactly right. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, you have had the opportunity to write a song entitled Simple Because, featuring Adam Brock. Please tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, the name of the song that I wrote is called Simply Because, and it was a song that I wrote in my devotion time, and it just became a song that just God would continue to stir up in my spirit as I was just cleaning the house, running the vacuum, washing dishes. I will praise you, Lord, simply because of who you are, not necessarily dependent upon the things that he's given, but just clearly because of all of his wonderful attributes, just to know that he's our Father God, simply because, and that's why I praise him. And so I wrote this song on my recent album that we just released September the 9th called Personal Experience. And simply because I laid the foundation of the song and its vocals, and my producer, Tim James, and I, we were listening to it, and I told him, I said, you know, I feel like it needs something else. I feel like it needs more texture. It needs something other than just me. And he said to me, he said, didn't you just meet Adam Brock? And Adam Brock, he's a finalist. He was a finalist on American Idol. Wonderful, wonderful vocalist, very soulful. He just has just a beautiful texture. But in my head, I'm like, I just met him. So for me to go and just ask him, you know, this whole project, A Personal Experience, has been really a walk of faith and receiving, asking, and knocking. And Tim said, he said, just ask him, see what he says, because we had exchanged information. So I called him, as well as we were texting, and I just came out and I had asked him, I said, would you consider being a part of this song? And I sent him a rough copy of it, and he replied back, and he said yes. And the man drove all the way from Washington, Pennsylvania to Harrisburg, which is about four and a half hours. And he came and laid the vocals and left. It was like he just came in and dropped the mic. He was fantastic and truly a new brother in Christ for me. And so I really am grateful for his contribution to this project. And it's grown. It used to be a little song, a little engine that could, but to me it's a powerful song. It's grown into something very special.
That is great. And speaking of that song, we're going to listen to Simply Because by Miss Dana Fields featuring Adam Brock. Is that okay with you?
I would love you to play that.
All right, here we go. This is Simply Because.
Thank you.
Praise you simply because of who you are.
Wow, what a beautiful song, Miss Fields.
Thank you.
Such a great inspiration. Okay,
praise
so let's
God.
Move right
You're
along.
So,
so moving forward, now you also had a song entitled A Personal Experience, and you touched on that a little bit. But please tell us a little bit more about that song and the major theme that you would like for us to take from that song.
Okay. Well, A Personal Experience is the title track for my latest album that came out September the 9th. It is my testimony of the entire project. All the songs that were written on this project, I wrote in my time alone with God or conversations that I've had with God along my journey with Him through difficult times, through wonderful times, through tearful times, through joyous times. It basically encompasses my entire testimony. My hope is that, you know, as I received encouragement, God told me that I couldn't keep these songs to myself anymore. And the opening of the song, that's why I said a personal experience. I said it's personal, yet I want the world to know because He told me to. He said,
right.
You can no longer overflow onto yourself. It's time for you to flow and allow others to be touched and encouraged and edified and built up by this project as well as this specific song. My hope is that people will receive healing and hope and happiness and encouragement and edification.
Wow, that's a very strong type of theme because anything that's personal, we do keep it to ourselves, but you're spreading
right.
it to the world, and we're
right.
individualizing this song for our own lives.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so do you mind if we listen to the song that you submitted, In You, that you've written?
Oh, In You, or are you doing a personal experience?
Now, this
okay.
one is In You.
In You, okay.
Is-
Sure,
yes.
Absolutely, please.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate on this particular song before we play, or you want to wait till after we play this song?
Sure, go ahead and play it, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, great. So this particular song is In You by Miss Dana Fields. I'm going to start it over right quick.
Okay.
I need you like a flower needs raindrops that fall. I need you like a child whose mother answers his call. I need you like my love.
I can't be without you.
Amen, Sister Phil. Now tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, clearly it's because of who he is. When we abide in him, I am who I am because of abiding in his presence. It's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. It's in him that we have our being, clearly. There's no other way around it. I've tried it myself, tried to live without him, and I'm nothing without him. And so that was birthed out of a devotion time as well, where he reminded me of who he is and who I am in him. I am nothing without him.
Right. We are nothing without him. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. What projects do you have coming up as far as music's concerned or any other project?
Well, I just released the project that we're talking about now, A Personal Experience. We just released that September 9th. So that's really what my main focus is nurturing that project, getting it out there right now. We are streaming worldwide, as well as it's available on iTunes, Spotify, Rhapsody, I believe it's available on Amazon. So we're getting out there, as well as if someone wants to visit danafields.com. We do have a store page where a person can purchase the CD directly from us. So we just really want to share this music with the world, and that's what we're focused on right now, is A Personal Experience.
Great. All right. And I'm actually adding that to my site as we speak. Now, is there anything else you would like for listeners to know about you, or any type of long-term or short-term goals that you have concerning music or ministry?
Well, my heart's desire is to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. I do work full-time. I told folks, I said, I'm grateful for the job God has given me. My heart, though, is to serve him full-time in music and in ministry. My heart's desire is to spread a word of encouragement. I think so many times there are a lot of hurting folks out there, and sometimes people hold on to their hurts and they try to resolve those things by themselves. But I've learned over the years that our problems are a platform for ministry. So my hope and my desire is that as I share what God has carried me through to bring me to this point in my life, that I might be able to encourage someone else to be able to share their testimony as well. Because there is healing when we share. We can build up our brothers and sisters in Christ when we share our heart with the world. So that's what my hope is with this project, as well as with my life. I just want to share what God has given me.
Wow, that is excellent. And speaking of sharing, Ms. Fields, thank you so much for sharing your time with the show today, AfreeToLoveShow.com. And any time that you want to come on the ministry, or any time you have new projects coming out, please be sure to let me know. I am going to add you to my international website so that individuals can see your new projects, okay?
Very good. I thank you so much for your time and your support.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day.
All right, you too. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Dana Fields. Excuse me, my allergies. Be sure to check out her website. It's www.danafields.com. Be sure to check out her website. She has a new project that has already come out on the 9th. This was on the 9th. And it's called Personal Experience. And also, you know, Sister Tamla Mann's album came out on the 9th as well. So those two ladies will be added to our international website. So please be sure, radio stations, to reach out to her. We're trying to get her on radios and promoting her music, because it's great music. And it needs to be shared with the world, just as she said in the interview. All right, so that was Ms. Dana Fields. Ms. Dana Fields, she's a model, actress. She sings, and she has a unique talent of blending music to have just solid gospel music. She has a very angelic voice, and she has very strategic lyrics. So you have to go out and check out her CD. All right? All right. Now, I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great, great evening and night and all that good stuff. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and your friends to listen to support AfreeToLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. when you go to these two sites, and we're going to go to these sites a little bit later, click on Number One Love Radio. When you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the studio. So when you see that I have posted something online and I have ourfreetoloveshow.com or stellargospelmusic.com, and I say a show is coming up at 8:30 or 9 or 10 or 11 or 12, whatever time, all you have to do is go to that site and click on Number One Love Radio. Amen? Amen. So be sure to text somebody, tell a family member or a friend or a neighbor or a colleague that our Free to Love Show at stellargospelmusic.com is on. Amen. Matter of fact, we're on right now. So text those individuals. Tell them to save the websites in their favorites. Save it on their phones. We even have a streaming radio at freetoloveshow.com. Amen. So be sure to let your friends and family know about our freetoloveshow.com and stellargospelmusic.com. We have entertainers. We have ministers. We have the Word of God. We have actors, actresses. We have people from all over the world, congressmen, congressladies, presidents, I mean from all over the world. So please be sure to tap into that. Speaking of interviews and people who come on the ministry, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Our Free to Love. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Or you can email me at emonya_@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ourfreetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. I would love to have you. So please be sure, if you have a great word, if you have a project, if you're a gospel artist, if you're an R&B artist, if you are a teacher, a leader, a perspective, just great person, then please, please, please Facebook Our Free to Love, amen, or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, all right, now then, continue to pray for your family members and your friends. When you pray for your family members and friends, put them all in one line. Amen. We have extended this. Put everybody in a line. And you go down that line and you begin to pray for them one by one. For instance, if you was praying for me, you would pray for my allergies, because my allergies are getting the best of me, but God is better. Amen. So you would pray for each and every person, whatever they need, not only your family members, but your friends. Amen. And then do not forget to pray for yourself and those you know and those you do not know, because a lot of things are happening in this world. A lot of things. I see a lot of my friends who are in Hollywood and a lot of my friends who are here in Texas and other places. And people are upset because of what's going on in the world. But God has one simple answer. He says we pray more, amen, then we would have more peace in the world. It doesn't matter how many marches we have. It doesn't matter how much we get, tell people our perspectives. We need prayer, because God says prayer aligns things. He says it changes things. It makes things peaceful. Prayer is peace. And if you want peace in your life, then you should pray. If we want peace in our life, we should pray. Amen. Praise God. So it's very important that if you are upset about what's going on in the world, pray. Talk to God. By you talking to us and talking to other people, it only exacerbates the issue. But when you take it to God, God knows how to handle it. He knows how to change things. I'm sure that all of you have heard of prayer changes things. It changes people's minds. It changes circumstances. We are praying for each and every person who's been affected. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for the law enforcement. We're praying for the communities. We have to pray. Pray as much as we give our perspectives. This will be a peaceful world. Prayer changes things. In addition to that, be sure to check out the websites. The first one, and you're going to hear some music. The first one is AfritaLoveShow.com, AfritaLoveShow.com. This is probably one of my biggest websites, and the reason why is because I started out with this website. This is the website I started out with when God gave me the vision, and I'm going to turn it down. Just bear with me. Yeah. The soul, the praise. Okay. So here we go. AfritaLoveShow.com. So I have a lot of new individuals who are listening. Thank y'all so much. But what you'll see is I'm welcoming you to the page. Anytime you want to call in, you can call in at 347-843-4981. There are many different entities who keep me posted, keep this ministry posted with things that's going on in entertainment, and I have those individuals listed. When you go to the homepage, you will see at the bottom here, freedomloveshow.com, and you will see many different gospel artists. You will see comedians. You will see fashion. You will see actress, actors. You will see many different individuals. And these individuals are individuals that are highlighted on this website, okay? If you look at Number One Love Radio, all you have to do, and we're going to do it real quick, is click on Number One Love Radio. And what you'll see is you will end up right in the studio. This is where all of the shows are housed. They're archived. It's a library, okay? It's a library. So when you come here, all you have to do is scroll down, and what you'll see is many different shows. You see that we're live now, but you see many different shows right under the picture, right under my picture, if you want to follow and receive emails. Every time this ministry comes on, all you have to do is click on follow. Now, I know that when you click on follow, it asks you, do you want to have your own radio station? You don't have to. Just be sure that you click on follow, and you will receive an email every time this ministry comes on, okay? All right. If you go to, if you go back to AfritaLoveShow.com, you will go and you will see AfritaLoveShow.com. And this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. If you look at the many different ministries and shows that I've had on this particular show, you will find that it's a plethora of gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, just a lot of people are from around the world, and it's very interesting. Also, we service media for many different events, and we promote many different actors, actresses, gospel artists, events, things of that nature, okay? Then you have fashion and makeup. Excuse me. You have fashion and makeup. When you have fashion and makeup, you have many different individuals. All the regions, I have about 20 more individuals that I'm going to add. But check out these individuals, support them in their endeavors and what they're doing. And if they have shows or if they have events, then and you're in that area, be sure to support. When we go to event planners, booking request. Excuse me. Booking request. Here's the email, the name, the message, and which artist or speaker are you interested in. For the guest on the radio station, if you would like to be on the show, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And you can also email me about any events or new projects or opportunities. For instance, if you have a gospel artist who has a new album coming out, then feel free to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, so that I can tell the consumers, because consumers really look at this website as well as industries as well. But we want to make sure that we're promoting you to the fullest. Amen. Okay. All right. Building a brand, a spiritual vehicle. As you all know, that radio for the AfritaLoveShow.com and Stellar Gospel Music is the spiritual vehicle in which I utilize in order to get the word of God out. And so if you look at this particular site here, you will see that brand mapping, and this was a particular online course, as well as the map, which signifies, the map which signifies the direction in which this ministry is going, and we've met at least 50% of our goals. Okay, then if you look at speaker showcase, we're building a speaker's barrel, and the reason why I say we're building it is because we're. It's because we're adding different speakers, okay? So you'll see Dr. Love and you'll see Mr. J. Dixon, and these are the different topics. If you're interested and you want someone to speak, then all you have to do is email emonya_love@yahoo.com. We have a couple of invites, but if you're interested, just let us know, and that's the email. We have the gospel legend, Sister Yolanda Adams. As you all know, on October 3rd, God's will, her radio station is coming back, and so we will have more information with that. If you click on your Love's Adam collection, you will find some pictures of Sister Yolanda Adams and at one of her events. and then you will see her also here at the Stellars, and we have her music playing as well. Sister Yolanda Adams. Okay. Then we have gospel legend, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to check her out, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a native Mississippian. And here's some of her music. If you go onto her website, you will hear her music as well. She's a legend in the gospel industry. Then you have community journalist. You have Sister Joy Reed, MSNBC. You have Daily Beast, Miss Goldie Taylor. Then you have yours truly for the Afrita Love Show. AfritaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com. All right. Then for the authors, we're going to add a library, as I said before. And here are several books to get you started. It's mostly going to be a business library and also the individuals who actually come on the ministry, come on the show, and I'm going to have to add my book as well. All right? And then, of course, we have health, and there is a little health video, but I'm going to add some other segments to this particular health video as well. Okay? All right. Let's go back to AfritaLoveShow.com. All right, we're going to go to Stellar Gospel Music, stellargospelmusic.com. This is the other website. If you go to the homepage, what you will find is you will find that, once again, you can also reach the studio with Number One Love Radio. Okay. You also find that to the left, there are many different projects. For gospel artists that I have listed, you have Sister Tamla Mann, for instance. Her release was on the 9th One Way, and we're going to add Sister Fields' personal experience. She also has an album, and there's Sister Yolanda Adams. We just love her music, as well as Pastor Winans. We love his music, and we're going to have more artists on this particular website. Then, of course, be sure you check out our great friend, Dr. Juanita Bynum at 3 with me. She's on daily. All you have to do is come to this website and click on this button, Dr. Juanita Bynum, and you'll be right on her page. You'll land on her page. Then, here's a magazine if you have some information about gospel artists, like new releases and things of that nature, and you want to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com about any type of new releases or uplifting gospel news, please be sure to send it to me, emoenya_love@yahoo.com. An example of information that's sent to me, for instance, would be Sister Kim Burrell. Sister Kim Burrell has a new talk show. An example would be to send something with Mr. Jonathan Nelson. He has a new release. An example would be to send me some information about Sister Tamla Mann. She went on tour to Walmarts all over a couple of states in order to promote her music, things of that nature, okay? Speaking of different projects, KTSU 90.9 FM, Bridge of the Gap with Kim Burrell. Be sure to support her. Check her out in her website. In addition to that, we've had the opportunity to speak to a couple of individuals who would like for us to write a couple of plays and things of that nature. If you're interested, you can email me at emoenya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to write plays. Also, if you need any actors or actresses, I have several. And speaking of that, if you need any gospel music or inspirational music or any type of music in your particular movies, then please be sure to email me at emoenya_love@yahoo.com. I have many people from all over the world who have that particular gift. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. My email is emoenya_love@yahoo.com. Also, breaking news, Sister Yolanda Adams, her morning show is coming back October 3rd, as I said before. Her show is coming back October 3rd. Be sure to please submit all of your music to stellargospelmusic.com. You can email me, emoenya_love@yahoo.com. The new artist of the week is Miss Dana Fields. Her manager is Miss Jana Parsons. Amen. Amen. We're going to also have the AfritaLoveShow.com television station. And as you know, I'm still working on this. I've been working on this for months because I'm trying to figure out which clips I want to use and things of that nature. Be sure to tune into the Afrita Love Show and click on Number One Love Radio or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Pretty much throughout the week on Sundays, we'll have the Word of God. On Mondays, we always have our heart surgery, our wants and our needs. On Tuesdays, we're looking at a spiritual guide on the go. And on Wednesdays, we're praying with love and power. And then there will be instances in which we will have guests, we will have ministers, we will have different individuals. Sometimes I will say this is our prayer day on Thursday. We will have top 15 Billboard artists. We will have many different individuals, so please be sure to check us out, okay? About this particular ministry, the AfreeToLoveShow.com, as well as the StellarGospelMusic.com, as you know, this is an international radio station. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very passionate about God. I'm just on assignment for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's allowed me to oversee this ministry. Everything good that happens is because of God, not because of me. I've had the opportunity, God has given me the opportunity to interview many leaders and speakers, gospel artists, and community leaders. And some things that we like to do is we like to promote. We've had the opportunity to be media at many different events, and so we don't take that lightly and we don't take it for granted because they could have very well selected someone else, but they chose our show, and so we're honored for that. And so I said all that to say this. If you have any events coming up, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you look at some of the feature shows, I've added a couple of new shows, Praying with Love and Power, Needs and Wants, Miss Katrina Walker's Incredible Story, X Factor, God's Toughest Battles, Dancing in the Storm, Spiritual God on the Go, Encouraging and Thanking God. So these are just some examples, and this also shows the type of format that we have for our particular ministry and show as well. If you want to contact me, as I said before, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. But also we have a contact form. With this contact form, just put your name, your email, the subject, and the message, and then click at the bottom. You want to click on submit, the submit button. For the services, as you all know, this is a radio station. We have many different events. I have many different speaking events. Also, I write books, and we have blogs and things of that nature, okay? Events around the world, pastors, entertainment. When we talk about events that I have to put up here, we're going to have many different events. We have the Hispanic Chamber event, which I'm going to give you more information and put it on my page. We have the there's going to be an event where we're bringing a store, a Christmas store, a holiday store that's very cheap and reasonable to the Central Texas area. It's targeted towards individuals and businesses who really want to give back to the community and find great products at a very reasonable price. And so we will have mugs, we will have pens, pencils, we will have many things that children really enjoy, toys and things for Christmas and all that good stuff for those who celebrate Christmas. But we'll have many different things, and it will be very, very reasonable because, once again, we're targeting businesses. I know at FreeToLoveShow.com this year, because of the opportunity that we have, we will be able to sponsor a few kids to give different gifts to and toys to. And so that's what I'm really working on, as well as we want to give back some of those proceeds also to St. Jude's Hospital. And so on this year, God's will, I've committed to God that I was going to adopt a couple of kids, community kids, and I was going to get them a few gifts. And so that's what Afri the Love Show and StellarGospelMusic.com is going to do for the community as far as our service to our youth. Amen? Amen. And so businesses, I'm speaking to you on December 3rd and December 10th. Be sure to check us out. We're going to have many different items and gifts. If your businesses want to come and find reasonable things, toys and things, please be sure to come. We would love to have you. We would love your business. And just know that this is going to be a great event. Amen. December 3rd and December the 10th. And this is in the Central Texas area, preferably the Bellmead, Waco area. It's going to be, that's where it's going to be centrally located. All right? All right. Now then, I just want you all to know that I want you to remain encouraged. I know that we're on this walk. I know that sometimes it gets hard on this walk, right? But we have to hang in there. And for those who are still waiting, God is waiting on you. Amen. God is ready. He's waiting. And so we must be ready when Jesus comes and when he calls us. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also the StellarGospelMusic.com. Also, be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our top 15 Billboard artists. I know that tomorrow, God's will, is Friday Night Football. And so that would mean that for Friday Night Football, this top 15 Billboard would have to be after that. Remember that, you know, if you're donating to St. Jude, you can still do that online. But be sure to come back tomorrow, God's will, after Friday Night Football. I'm going to go catch a football game, but make sure you come back. All right, around 11 or 12, we're still going to have a top 15 Billboard, late or not. And you can listen to it Saturday, God's will. Amen. But we're going to have that top 15 Billboard. We're going to kick it off with Sister Tamala Mann. We're going to have Sister Dana Fields. We're going to have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We're going to have just many different Sister Beverly Crawford. We're going to have Marvin Sapp, Pastor Marvin Sapp. We're going to have Brother Fred Hammer. We're going to have many different gospel artists. And they're going to have some music. And I'm going to try to incorporate some of this new music as well, because I want to promote these artists and I want you to be blessed and ministered to. And it's going to be a great top 15 Billboard, God's will, on tomorrow night. Meet me here tomorrow night. Right? I have a long day. I have to go to several different places. There's several different things going on Friday night. Several different things. So, you know, the top 15 Billboard might be at 1 a.m., but guess what? It's archived. So, God's will, in a few hours on that Saturday. But if you're a night owl, then it'll be just perfect. All right? So, we have a fun-filled Friday packed day. Right? Yes. And so I'm just excited that all of you have tuned in. There are over, and I'm not kidding, 650 people listening to AfritaLoveShow.com. 650. I have a blog going on where they're talking about, I guess, they're talking about the different shows, and that's because of God. I have nothing to do with that. I have nothing to do with that. 650 people at 6:51 p.m. on September 22nd, 2016. Amen. God is good, isn't he? And he's worthy to be praised. So listen. I'm going to, at some point between now and Saturday, God's will, I'm going to put some events up. I know the Hispanic Chamber has a couple of events that Afrita Love Show is going to participate in. St. Jude's. I know that also, of course, the Central Texas store. I also know that the garage sale, and I know that we have a couple of speaking engagements at different churches. I also know that we have a couple of events that people have invited us to. So we're going to go. And I want to tell you this, if you're a gospel artist, if you're an R&B artist, community leader, if you have a business, if you have a store, if you deal with youth, if you're in the education business, if you're just a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, whoever you are, feel free to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, because I would love to have you on the ministry. I would love to have you on the show. Now, I'm going to tell you what's coming up. We're getting ready to create another Facebook page with nothing but business people. I'm not talking about just a page where everybody joins and nothing happens. We're going to have a network. God's will, we're going to go to AfritaLoveShow.com. It's going to a network in Dallas and in Austin and in San Antonio and Houston. We're going to a network. And what we're going to do is we're going to do that, just that. We're going to network. And so we're building an enterprise. We're building a brand with T-shirts and things of that nature. But the main focus is we want to build relationships with people. And those particular people have different services as well. So we want to support each other. And so what this is, it's a whole event where business people are just supporting each other. You know, there are going to be magazines representatives there. There are going to be fashion representatives. There are going to be gospel representatives. I mean, it's a whole plethora of people from all over the world that's coming to the state of Texas, which is awesome. And I want to be there because I want AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com to be a representation. But I also want to support others as well because I want to be supported. Amen? So we're going to support one another. So once again, that's why I say there's so many people who's looking at these websites. And so if you are on the website, if you have a business, make sure that you are showcasing what you have. It's very important. as I said before, you never know who's looking on this website, and I'm serious about that. I have people, and I have the report to prove it. I have people from the UK, from London, from England, from Spain, from Texas. I have people from all over the world, Britain, who looks at this particular website, and you never know why, right? And so it's very important, because they may be interested in your work. I don't know. But all I know is that God commissioned me to uplift, motivate, and empower people to be successful and to show off their gifts. So it's very important. As I said before, we know Sister Tamla Mann has an album out, One Way. Let's support her. Go out to Walmart. Play her music on your radio stations. We have Sister Dana Fields. Sister Dana Fields is an up-and-coming artist. She's a model. She's an actress. If you have any slots, check her out. She's an up-and-coming artist, so let's support her music. Let's go to her website and support her. Amen? Amen. Brother Jonathan Nelson has a new CD out. Let's support him. Right? One another. And if we do that in business, and that's going to be one of the things we focus on in this particular group, this closed group, because all I want, seriously, would be business owners. That's it. And the reason why for this particular group is because we're going to focus on business. We're not focusing on seeing how many likes we can get. You know, it's business. We're just focusing on business. We're pitching to different entities and individuals. You know, we're securing funding for different projects from different investors who want to invest. There are different investors who are also emailing. They want to invest. They want to help out. And so we need to be focused, and it needs to be serious. And so I'm going to set up this group. I'm going to pray about it first and ask God how he wants me to set up this Facebook group. I don't know how. I mean, many people say it's just easy. Just create a group and put business people. It has to be strategic. It has to be strategic. It has to be open, and it has to be monitored because we want it to be nothing but business. Right? Right. Okay? Now listen, I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as I said before. I want you to check out this interview on today. I want you to support. And if you're listening to this particular ministry and you have something you want to say, you're a community leader, you're a teacher, whomever you are, please feel free to email me. I would love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love for you to be on AfritaLoveShow.com as well as StellaGospelMusic.com. Why do I keep saying both of them? Because they're sisters. Both of those sites belong to God, but God has allowed me to oversee both of those sites. And so we're trying to build up, let me be very honest with you, we're trying to also build up StellaGospelMusic.com to be a radio station. We are basically strategically, you know, I'm praying to God, we're forming different avenues so that this particular ministry, Stella Gospel Music, can also be viewed because we want gospel artists. That's really the site that we want gospel artists to be on. That's a gospel station. We're going to make it into a radio station. But first, I want to build up the clientele. I want to build up the different things on the pages. So I'm looking strategically at how I'm going to build this up and what I'm going to do. And so it's very important. Be sure to check out StellaGospelMusic.com. Okay? Be sure to check it out. You'll like it. You'll love it. And God is good. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, listen, once again, I want to thank each and every one of you because you could be listening to anybody else besides me, right? You could be listening to just a lot of things, right? But you decided to listen to AfritaLoveShow.com, and I do not take that for granted at all. Okay? So thank you so much. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, and be sure to tune back in with me tomorrow. Meet me, whether it's midnight or not. Be sure to tune in. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love. Of the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellaGospelMusic.com. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry.
to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.